Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. Today, we bring you something special, a fulfillment of a promise. For more than a century, the Panama Canal has been the beating heart of global trade, carrying nearly 6% of the world's maritime commerce through just 50 miles of water. It has stood as a symbol of neutrality, a passage open to all nations, safeguarded by treaty. But in our generation, that neutrality has been tested. Droughts, climate shocks, and fragile infrastructure have left the canal not just vulnerable, but exposed. And when a global artery is exposed, it is not just Panama that feels the impact. It is every nation, every economy, and every family that relies on stable food, energy, and trade. Let's be honest here. Neutrality in form is no longer enough. A canal that is open on paper but closed in practice is not neutral at all. We've seen what happens when water levels fall, when ships are delayed, and when supply chains seize up. Each drought season has sent ripples through the system, higher freight costs, delayed deliveries, rising prices, and yes, even rising tensions. Here's the reality. For every 1 foot drop in Lake Gatun's water level, the canal loses capacity for roughly 6 to 8 ships a day, with average tolls running between 300,000 to 700,000 per ship. That means each foot of water lost equals between 1.8 million and 5.6 million in lost revenue per day. Stretch that across a 180-day dry season, and that rises to $324 million to $1 billion. Now, that's not just Panama's loss. It's a strain on every supply chain. Food, energy, raw materials, and every economy that depends on them. What was once a Cold War guarantee has become a 21st century vulnerability. And the truth is simple. Without change, the canal's fragility risks cascading into crisis. And the world cannot afford for Panama to become another flashpoint. Not when global commerce, energy security, and diplomatic trust hangs in the balance. This is why the Panama Canal Resilience Accord, the PCRA, was born. The accord doesn't abandon neutrality, it fulfills it. It transforms neutrality from a fragile promise into a resilience covenant. Neutrality in substance means access that is non-discriminatory and reliable. Even in drought, even under stress. And here's the offer at the heart of this covenant. The Mycogenesis patent, conservatively valued at $25 billion per year with projections reaching beyond $35 billion, is made available first and foremost to the Republic of Panama. Panama has until September 17, 2026, to accept this covenant, a lawful choice, one that preserves sovereignty, secures financial dividends, and elevates the nation into leadership. Should Panama accept it, it becomes the custodian of a self-financing system, one that directs billions each year into hydrological resilience, modernization, and hemispheric mobility. Now, let's talk about impact. With a 3-foot water buffer, the canal restores about 1,800 additional ships per dry season. That's worth between $972 million and $3 billion in direct revenue. With a 5-foot buffer, the gain grows from 3,600 ships per season, valued between $1.6 billion and $5 billion. And here's the bigger picture. When you add the global stabilization dividend, avoided GDP losses of $9 to $11 billion every year, the return's extraordinary. This is money that funds sovereignty. This is money that hardwires neutrality into law. And this is money that prevents scarcity shocks from rippling across food, energy, and trade worldwide. In short, PCRA turns neutrality from a fragile promise into a measurable covenant, securing $1 to $5 billion in dry season revenue every year, before even counting the $9 to $11 billion in global stabilization dividends. The takeaway is simple. The Panama Canal Resilience Accord delivers stability not as an aspiration, but as a measurable dividend. Stability by design. And the structure is clear. PCRA makes neutrality more than words. It embeds resilience into law. It hardwires funding through microgenous revenue. It codifies the minimum hydrological standards. It mandates quarterly transparency. And it introduces mutually assured de-escalation, MADE, ensuring that scarcity shocks lead to cooperation, not conflict. In practical terms, Panama's sovereignty is preserved through ACP leadership, while the world gains lawful assurance that the canal will remain open, resilient, and reliable for generations to come. And should Panama decline? The contingency is open sourcing, equitable release to both the United States and China to preserve balance. Either way, neutrality in substance is safeguarded, but the opportunity to lead, to steward, to own this covenant belongs first to Panama. My friend, the canal is more than a waterway. It is a resilience commons, a shared covenant of stability for the world. The Panama Canal Resilience Accord is not just a treaty for Panama. It is a template for the Suez, the Strait of Malacca, and even the Arctic. It is proof that law, science, and diplomacy can work together to turn rivalry into trust, scarcity into cooperation, and neutrality into something living, measurable, and enduring. President Jimmy Carter once said in a promise, "I have one life and one chance to make it count for something. My faith demands that I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever I can, for as long as I can, with whatever I have to try to make a difference." That difference is here. That difference is PCRA, and that difference will now echo across generations. This is the promise delivered. This is the white paper. And this is how neutrality becomes resilience, and how resilience becomes peace.